Well, hey everybody, this is Jeff Herring with
Linda Sterling.
and welcome to our special breakout session where we create live together the promised bonus of a custom 10-page short book genius template. And what we're going to do here is I'm going to go through this template that we're going to show you a little bit of right now. And Linda, I'll bring you back in just a second right over here. We're going to make this bigger for you, so don't worry about that. And then Linda's going to show me how to make it better from her expertise, because she's the short book expert. So this will make us littler, Linda. And this will shrink us. And this will make us disappear altogether, so it's nice and big for the folks. All right, so a couple of things here. You may be wondering where you can ask questions. Do that right in Facebook, and I'll see them over here on the screen. And you also may be wondering, why am I doing this in Medium? Well, a couple of reasons. One, I recommend you guys get involved with Medium.com. But the main reason is I'm doing multiple things today. And so here's a couple side tips for you. The main thing I'm doing is creating this for you guys because it's promised. And I thought, you know, it's better if we just do this live because this is going to be broken into six parts later on today. This video training, the template and the checklist, and then a copy and paste section where you can just copy the template and paste it wherever you want to build it out. And then examples, what I call examples from the wild, where other people are using it out there. So Linda, I may want to link to one of your 10 page short book. And then you'll get an audio that's downloadable so you can take this in the car to work out or whatever. And then for those of you that like to read and mark things up, you'll get a transcript. So you're getting that. And the reason I'm doing it here on Medium, now listen carefully. Part of this, not all of this, because this is going to be a paid product. You're getting it free. It's going to be a paid product later. But I'll turn some of this into an article that will promote Linda Short Books Fast Profits. So that's one of the things going on here. We're creating the bonus template for you. This will also become a full-fledged $97 genius template that sells on its own. And it will also become part of the complete set. So there's lots of stuff going on here today. And so one tip to take from that is when you're doing a demo, try to set it up so you can have all those uses, right? And, you know, create, do something, demo something you're going to create for yourself too while you help the folks. Okay, so title up here, the 10 universal laws of niche topic. So whatever your topic is, those are the 10 universal laws you're going to create. So, you know, shoot us your niche topic ideas in the chat here. Now, universal laws can also be rules of the road, laws, guidelines, tips, whatever else you can come up with. All right. I've been doing the universal laws stuff for chunks and it's been 20 something years, maybe since I first started in 97. And what happens is people love these small bits of information. Now, actually, all of the genius templates can be turned into short books, but I chose the easiest one to make it easy for you guys. So you can do this fast part. Remember how we were talking about fast stuff a little while ago, Linda? Because yep. I asked Linda, I said, okay, how long in the traditional book world from idea to on the bookshelf is average? And what was the answer, Linda?
Well, it depends on the publisher, but traditional publishers will take up to 2 years. You know, and there's another part that I didn't talk about with you, Jeff, is that when you're with a traditional publisher, then you may get some money up front, but it won't be all of the money anymore. It will be a portion, and then maybe, depending on the contract, maybe a portion after a certain amount of contents delivered. And then some at the end. So you could be the paychecks now, you're really, really fortunate if you get 10,000. Most of the paychecks are 2,000 to 3,000. So you'd be waiting a full at least year before you got all of your payment. And then they don't pay the royalties right away either. You wait another year for those.
Holy smokes. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes. Talking about royalties, I was reading something in Quora today that, remember when the Beatles anthologies came out, the Red Albums in the, what was it? The 70s, I guess, 90s, somewhere in there. Apparently Pete Best, the drummer that Ringo Starr replaced, contributed to some of those early things. So Paul McCartney called him up and said, there's a little bit of royalty money coming to you if you want it. And it turned out it was like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, you know, he got a little bit of soothing for not being a Beatle. All right. Art is saying that guidelines overcomes my problem with universal laws. Yeah, he's in the legal world, so he wouldn't be able to use that. So yeah, guidelines. Cool. So let's build this out. The law of, and it's a niche specific topic. I'm going to demo some of this for you in a minute, and then you're going to explain the law. Okay. So for instance, I could pick the niche topic of talking with your teen. Okay. Linda says, same with me. Since I write about grief, tips or guidelines will work for me more easily. Great. I mean, this is flexible, not written in stone. So for me, 10 universal laws of talking with your teen. Okay. So the first one is going to be the law of unsolicited advice. Okay. And you can do the same with your stuff. And you only got to think up 10. I mean, come on. The beautiful thing about what you've got with these short books, Linda, is you can make this stuff up and have it out there in a day. Okay, so then you explain the law. And so what I would say is the law of unsolicited advice tells us that in conversation with your teens, any unsolicited advice stands a great chance of being taken as criticism. And now that may be hard for some of you to believe. That's not correct. Criticism. You guys try talking and writing at the same time. It's two
S, right? In there.
Criticism? No, not nine. Come on, Jeff.
No, you want a C instead of an S.
All right. You know what it's supposed to be. Heck with it. All right. Now, some of you may be having a hard time understanding that, because all you're trying to be is helpful, right? Well, why don't you do this or why don't you do that? It's just the way it works. And even though I used to work for a living with teenagers, even though I still volunteer with them, and even though I've raised two that some people say are pretty good adults, I blew this the other night, Linda, with my 19-year-old Caleb. He and I were having a great text conversation about what he told me was the most beautiful girl he'd ever met at college. And so we're talking about it. And I did the mistake of suggesting, unsolicited, something they could do. And he goes, Dad, I know what I'm doing. Whoa, where'd that come from? And then I looked back at what I said and I went, oh, I blew that law. I blew my own law. And so I texted back my apologies, and I have complete confidence that you do know what you're doing, son. Period. And a strong period, because I resisted the urge to say, because I taught you. But I decided that wasn't a good thing to add. Okay. And so I would tell that story here, folks, as part of explaining the law of unsolicited advice. Linda has one, how to handle unsolicited advice on how to deal with your grief. There you go. There you go. Because, yeah, you get a lot of that. They're in a better place. All that kind of stuff. So that's an example. And you would say a lot more than I'm going to say here. Okay. And then I've got some action questions for you. Okay. Now, these are ones I typically use. Feel free to use them or create your own. So what part of this law stands out the most for you? Why? What part of this law will you take action on before your head hits the pillow tonight? What roadblocks or barriers can you predict? What's your advanced plan for getting around and past those roadblocks or barriers? And other thoughts, you're invited to journal about them here. So when all is said and done, Linda, this is going to be a lot more. It's probably going to be closer to 20 pages. Because unless you keep each law to one page. So we're over delivery here. All right. So you've got one law here. I won't go through creating the other nine, but what I want y'all to think about, and this is just one of a lot of genius templates you can do this with. You can start with it. This is what I love about Linda's stuff. You can start with an idea in the morning. Okay, and come up with 10 guidelines, rules, laws, whatever, on any specific niche topic, list them out, talk about them, copy and paste this stuff. And would it be reasonable to say you could have this out on Kindle by the end of the day, Linda?
I don't think so, Jeff, okay. Because you still have to put together your cover. But that can be done in advance while you're writing too, or at the same time.
Yeah.
So you have to have your cover. If you're doing a print book, then you need to, not very many people are capable of, you know, putting the barcode and everything on the back. So you probably have to send it off to maybe a Fiverr or Upwork person to do that. Okay. So it's not instant, but it's faster than anything else that you're going to come across. So what you can do to accelerate things is if you know exactly how many pages you're going to have, if you determine, okay, I'm going to condense this until I have only 20 pages, say, or 10 pages, whatever it is. And then, well, so I misspoke there. I'm going to have 40 pages because that's what we need for print. So right. If you know you're going to have 40 pages and you stick to that no matter what, you can have all your cover stuff done in advance. The cover designer is going to need to know how many pages. And then they'll ask you, will this be in cream or white? So nonfiction is going to be white and cream for fiction, because the paper weights are different and that dictates the size of the spine. So okay. That's one of the things that, like I say, you can do in advance and then just box yourself into like 40 pages. It's going to be really good content. Now that's if you're going with print.
Yeah.
If you're not going with print, then all you need to worry about is getting the front cover, because ebooks don't have a back cover, getting the front cover done in advance and going from there.
So you might could bump this up to 10 universal laws rule. I'm sorry, bump this up to 21 universal laws, rules, guidelines, and get real close to that 40 page mark. Huh?
Oh yeah. You know, I think that if people follow what I recommend for their research. So they're going in and they're looking at the other books on the topic, like we did in the demonstration. If you look at the other books on your topic and you just really hone in on what the values are in one distinct area, you're going to have plenty to write about. And especially if, like, handling grief. You know, obviously that's something you're well acquainted with. I believe it was Linda.
Right. Linda, meet Linda.
You know your topic forwards and backwards, so you're going to have plenty to say, but you want to shape it to answer the questions that people feel aren't being answered. And when you do that, then you're golden. You've got something that will be ranked well, assuming your cover is good, you know, it's appropriate for the genre, and you have edited your material well. So I was in the Facebook group, and I'll just repeat this. One of the things once you start to sell your book, once your book is up there, the things that will make you fail is if you don't have enough value in your content, you don't have a cover that's specific to your genre, and you haven't set up your keywords appropriately. So you want to make sure you're doing all of those things, and that's where you find success. So I think you guys are all be knowledgeable about that. You've been working with Jeff for a while, so I'm confident everybody's going
to
have
adding value, cover specific to niche, and keywords.
Mm-hmm. And I forgot another one. At least decently edited. You don't have to pay $1,000 for a top editor, but it can't be riddled with spelling mistakes and, you know, just kind of a mess. It has to be at least halfway decent.
Pretty darn close. Mm-hmm. All right. So now, folks, again, what's going to happen later on today when I put this together is there will be a section where you can come and copy and paste this. And then you just, you know, you make up this part, or you can change the action questions. So Linda, I'm the template guy. You're the book woman. How do we make this template better for a 10-page short book?
Well, you remember I'm seeing this for the first time here, Jeff.
Oh, I know.
So what I would think about is, I'd want to outline more of maybe what do you feel is missing in other books?
Okay.
And how can you condense what lengthier books deliver?
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, that's actually a really good way to do things. Some of you may have seen there's books on the market that are abbreviated, really abbreviated versions of popular books because people want to stay up to speed and know what their peers are talking about. Well, those right. books sell better often than the original longer books.
So is that like a Cliff Note version of a book, I guess?
It is, yes. Okay. Yeah.
You know who's doing something really interesting? Have you heard of Andy Andrews?
Yes.
Okay. He's a buddy of mine and a mentor. And on his Wisdom Harbor membership, they're taking a lot of the books that are in, the thing that Tony does. They're free to everybody. There's a
phrase. Yeah, no, I'm gonna space on it too. Somebody can type in the box if they can think of it.
Yeah, help me out, guys.
But they're books that have run out of copyright.
Yeah, they're taking them, you know, especially the ones that are, you know, too wordy or difficult to understand, and they're turning them into public domain. Thank you. And they're turning them into audio books or written. Thank you, Monica. Or written in a different language, not Spanish or French, but in a more street language kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I love that idea. Condense what lengthier books deliver. So that's kind of like the internet thing of if you're creating a product on a topic, find out what the biggest deliverable is of your competition and make that the bonus. So, okay.
Well, and another tip, because you'll want to be advertising, is make sure you use that other book in your AdWords so that you're using that as one of your key. You can't put it in your keywords inside Amazon, but you can put it in your keywords in your Amazon ads.
That's worth the price of admission for this training. So, these are the books on topic in keywords. I love it.
In keywords in ads. And I'm real specific, if I can say specific, about that because it's against Amazon's terms of service to list other books in your keywords.
Oh, okay. So in ads. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm going to keep this in the template so you guys can benefit from this stuff too. So if you're looking for a 60-minute, 90-minute, 3-hour training, folks, that ain't this. You know me, I like to make things as quick and short as possible. And so do this 10 times. Okay. And with Linda's tips, and y'all that have been with me a while, really, really, what I want you to think about, I picked what I thought was the simplest of the content creation genius templates to expand into a short book. You could do it with any of them. And Linda, how many pages is a 300 word article approximately?
How many pages?
Yeah, how many pages?
Oh, 300 word. That's going to be, it depends on your book size, but probably about 2.5 pages.
Okay, so 2.5 pages is 300 words. So if you took, gosh, I'm doing math in public. This is terrible. live. If you took, to get to a 10-page book, you could take 4 articles, bundle them together, boom. Add this stuff with action questions. It's bigger. And then what is that? 15? Here, let's just use my...
Yeah, don't ask me to do math.
I believe me. So 40 pages divided by 2.5. So that's 16 articles would equal a 40-page book. So 16 bundled articles, kids, on the same topic or 3 sections of a topic or whatever, would get you a 40-page book. So you've got an ebook, a Kindle book, and a book with a spine, right?
Yeah, I'm going to throw out another idea because I really like the idea of people having both the ebook and the print book. Right. People really like to have a choice on that. And a lot of people, they don't even own an e-reader. So they want something in print. So you're just going to get more reach if you've got both. But here's another thought. You've got the same content. Have it formatted for a large print book. That makes an even larger book, but it also goes to another audience, an audience that just can't read that, 11 or 12 point type. So it doesn't, you've already got the cover. You'll need to have the spine adjusted by whoever does your cover, but you've got one more piece out there that is bringing in income for you. And another thing that I would really encourage is think about building that income pyramid. You've got one book, but tie in other related topics and make sure that you've got links to those books. And so you might want to publish them, all within about a week of each other. You don't want to publish them all in the same day. I won't get into the why of that, but within about a week of each other so that they all show up. That's going to give you so much more presence in that area of the market. And again, I stressed this before, but make sure in your blurb on Amazon that you mention that these are short and actionable. Because they're shorter or however you want to word it, but put that kind of of wording in there. So larger print book, more books. As fast as you can, you want more books on your topic. Then when you list your books on Amazon, they give you a choice to show that it's a series. And so you want to say that it's a series. That too is going to give you more visibility.
I have kept, personally myself, have kept all the writers that write, you know, end of the world, dystopian fiction and survival, all those fiction books, I have kept them in business. I know. Because I just love those books, and boom, Kindle, boom, 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 boom. So yeah. And I always look for two things. Are there more books in this series? And then if I really like a series, I'm waiting for the next one. And sometimes buying it in advance. So yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and that's what everybody does. If you are really delivering on what people want, they're going to remember you and they're going to buy other products of yours. So
on the 40-page book with the spine, what can be on that spine? How wide is that?
Not much.
Okay.
The type on that is going to be pretty small. I think it's less relevant what can be on that spine than it is the fact that people like books that are bound instead of stapled. And Amazon doesn't even staple, but that's another route. You could go with a different publisher. Okay. But people like books that are bound. They're just easier to, you know, pack around their purse or their pocket or whatever. Sure. So it's advantageous to have a bound book in addition to the ebook.
And I love what Art is saying. This is great advice. All I can find on male-female communication are articles and longer books. Condensing is my forte. I can fill the gap. I love this last sentence. I can fill the gap with short guideline books.
Perfect, Art. Yeah, and people who want to fix something, they don't want to read 300, 400 pages. They want something they can take action on right away and feel like they're getting their issues resolved or their questions resolved. And so I think that's perfect.
I'm looking
forward to seeing those.
Yeah, me too, Art, and mine too, and all y'all's. All right. Here, down here, Linda, in the South, the plural of y'all is all y'all. So in case you didn't know that. All right. So there's the template. Like I said, when we wrap up this call, which we're going to do in just a few minutes, I'm going to send the recording to Linda that she'll have for y'all there. It'll be in the Facebook group as soon as we hang up. And then this afternoon, I'm putting it, probably get it done today, maybe tomorrow. Putting it all together, you'll have this video training, the template, the checklist, the copy and paste, the examples from the wild, the audio downloadable, and the transcript. Okay, so I think that's a pretty good bonus. And I was starting to put it together, and I thought, let's just do this live. It'd be more fun with the folks. And you were able to make it better, Linda, and so was Art and Linda and all these other good folks.
We'll be putting this in the membership site too, right, Jeff?
What's that?
And I'll be putting this up in the membership site.
Yes, please do. What I'll do is this will all be on one page, and I'll send you the link for that. And so people will be able to get there from there. Awesome. Okay, kids. Now it's time for Q&A. You bring the Q and Linda and I will bring the A if you have any Qs. So go. I know there's a few second delay here on StreamYard, so that'll allow me to take Art down here. Sorry, Art. So we can see more things. I really like that. I can fill in the gap with short guideline books.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote that as number 5 here, kids.
Yeah, on number 4, just write the word additional before the word format.
Okay, where do I put additional?
you've got the number four and then write additional format.
Oh, okay. So additional here?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay. Got it.
That gives you three products from one piece of work. And if you felt really ambitious and you've got the kind of voice to do it, or want to hire somebody to do it, let's say that you've got, you build your pyramid of short books, then you can have somebody do audio for you and have audio in addition.
Now, is that four versions or is that three?
That would be four. But okay. you have to have.
What are the four again? I thought there was only.
So you'd have your ebook,
right?
Your soft cover, and your large print book.
Oh, okay.
Then once you have enough of the smaller books, you can combine those and have a larger book, which would actually give you. Count all my fingers here and give you another product. So that'd be four. And then if you did audio, because you need to have quite a bit of content to do audio.
Right.
So
this, each of these becomes a profit center. I love it. Monica, you're welcome. She says, appreciate the short and sweet deliverance. I love it. I like Diana's question too. Is there a recommended number of books we should have in a series?
So a series should be at least three. It really depends on your topic and how wide you want to go. Now, fiction writers, I know fiction writers who have 20 books in a series. For nonfiction, you definitely want the minimum of three. It's not really a series unless you have three, but you could have five or six. But I would start with three because you want to see what kind of momentum you get, really do your testing. And by testing, I'll talk about that for just a second. By testing, you want to make sure that you're only changing one thing at a time. So maybe you're changing some of how you wrote your blurb that's up on Amazon. Or maybe you change the cover of your book. You don't want to change everything at once because then you don't know what's working and what's not working. So change one thing, give it about a week, and then change another thing if that's still not working. Back to that question. Start with three. And then once you know that you're solid on those, you can add on to those.
That's a great tip. That's a great tip. Okay, what do we got here? When we already have the content, our research should look for what is already out there to see how we would position our short book, create the cover, and modify our content to satisfy what's missing complaint. That sounds like a statement, but she means it as a question.
The what's missing, or how can I tell this in a shorter manner? A more abbreviated book so people get what they need faster. So yes, that would be the approach.
Okay, awesome. Okay, another call for questions, kids. You guys are doing great.
Now, that's one thing about these platforms is it takes about 2 minutes, it seems like, for the questions.
Yeah, I try to keep ahead of them, but there's a lag time.
Yeah.
Diana, since I work with nonfiction authors, a series of short books on the topics they most struggle with or are confused by will be easy.
Yeah, perfect, Diana.
Good way to think about it. Really good way to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this is, I mean, if you know your audience and you know your topic, this is, I don't know if I want to use the word easy, but it's certainly simple.
Well, and the authors that I publish, because I not only coach people on how to do this for themselves, but I also work as a publisher, you know, I can tell you that some of the nonfiction books really could be cut down at least by a third. But people like to write longer sometimes. So
most nonfiction books could be cut by a third.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And what gets cut?
Well, it's up to the publisher on what's cut. I'm kind of a different publisher in that it's equally as important to me that the author is happy as it is that I make money on the project. And so I work with them and see, you know, what's of value to them. And sometimes, you know, people have just put so much of themselves into a topic that they really want whatever it is that they want left in to stay there.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. All right. One last question from Linda. How many other books in our topic should we look for our market research? All of them, Linda, all of them.
What I recommend is that you remember how I showed you to narrow down on your category. So you find the top 100 books in your category. So I would look at those top 100. Now, not all categories, maybe you're in, raising worms for fishermen or something. I don't think that's a category, but sure. if you go say 20 deep and you don't find any other books that are really in your area that you want to write about, then you only go 20 deep. But the other thing you want to be really careful of is if you go 20 deep and number one in that category doesn't rank somewhere under 400,000, then that's not a category you're going to make money on. So don't waste your time.
Okay. Under 400K. Okay. So other questions that come in after this, we can answer in the Facebook group. Linda, you're talking about, I love how you brought up, raising worms for fishing. Because we'll close with this story, and I'm not making any of it up. Some of these folks have heard of it, okay? The capital of Florida, Tallahassee, where I spent 26, 27 years, has dozens of outlying cities that one county away are like a step back in time, or at least a step back in culture, okay? And we go through these on the way from Tallahassee to the beaches, right? One of them is called Sop Choppy, Florida. Okay. Now, one of the things this part's made up. During grad school days, we decided to make up our own college that was called the Sop Choppy Higher Institute of Technology. Y'all can figure that out. But this is what's real. Okay. Every April, and I have a picture of a sign somewhere that I use every now and then. Every April, Sop Choppy on a Saturday, I think it's the second Saturday of April, has the annual Sop Choppy worm grunting contest. Okay? Because there is an actual way with some kind of tool that makes a sound to drill it into the ground and it makes the worms come out. And it's an entire day-long festival with food and bands and activities.
Oh my goodness.
And, I mean, it's a go-to thing. So, folks, put that on your bucket list. One day visit, second week in April, second Saturday in April.
You notice how he knows exactly when it is?
You know why? You know why? That one of the last times Caleb and I were down there, one of our favorite places to go is a place called Wakulla Springs, which is beautiful. It's where they filmed the first Tarzan and where they filmed Creature from the Black Lagoon. But it's got like a 2 or 3 story tower to jump off of into the cold water, which I watch Caleb do, and I'm like, oh hell no. But anyway, we were driving back, and I had told the boys, my sons, about this thing in Sop Choppy, and because I'm known to make up stories occasionally, they didn't buy it. So I saw the sign and pulled over. I said, Caleb, look, and I took a picture of it. So that's why I remember that part. I haven't ever been, but it's on my list of things to do. I want to go. All right. Thanks, Linda, for your time today. And thank you all for being here. Thank you all for taking the step to join us. And man, I can't wait to see all the stuff these folks create, Linda.
Yeah, same here. And any questions that we didn't get answered or any that come up later, just post them in the Facebook group. And one thing I was talking with Jeff before we started today, one thing that I'm going to be doing is I've had other people go through the Short Books Fast Profits course, and I've got a bunch of different Facebook groups. So I'm going to be merging so that everybody can benefit from some of the things other people have learned. So be watching for that probably over the next couple of weeks.
Cool. I love that idea. Because yeah, it can get, believe me, I know you can get too many Facebook groups. I've done that.
Well, and I do like to pop in and sometimes, as you've seen in this group, do a little recording to answer some questions.
Yeah.
And that way, if I'm doing it in a group that you're not in, you're not benefiting from that. And I want everybody to benefit.
Thanks for thinking of us, Linda. Okay, guys, go use this stuff and we'll catch you next time and you'll get the template very soon.